And this is Tate Servance with the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We are getting into our evening news right now. GST Michigan Works will be hosting a free cybersecurity workshop on managing digital footprints at its BEDAC Service Center on Monday, December 15th from 10 to 11 a.m. The event is titled Cybersecurity, How to Manage Your Digital Footprint. It's on Monday, December 15th between 10 and 11 a.m. at the GST Michigan Works BEDAC Service Center in BEDAC with Trooper Pastu of the Michigan State Police. And the session is designed to help participants protect themselves online by understanding common cyber threats and how personal data is collected and shared on the internet. Attendees will hear practical advice on managing their digital footprint and simple steps to keep personal information safer on social media, email, and other online platforms. The workshop is open to the public at no cost and space is limited. For more information or registration details, readers can visit the events section of the GST Michigan Works website at gstmiworks.org. Stop in or call the register at GST Michigan Works, 614 North Port Crescent Street, BEDAC, Michigan, or 989-269-2311. And the Elkton Village Clerk Treasurer, Phyllis Baronski, provided the council with an update regarding finances. One of the budgets as done and that was approved by the council was the 2025 or 2026 Downtown Development Authority budget. Village President Dan Armbruster reported the various committees have reviewed the proposed village budget for next year, and there will be a finance committee meeting to review the budget one last time at 5 p.m. December 22nd. My apologies. There will also be a budget hearing at 6:15 p.m. on Tuesday, January 13th, 2026, for the village's next fiscal year budget. The council is expected to adopt the proposed budget following said hearing. In other money matters, approval was given to increase the fee to rent the pavilion. Starting on January 1st, 2026, the cost to rent the pavilion will be $50 for village residents, and the rent for non-residents was set at $75. Another financial transaction that was completed was approving the yearly leasing of the 70 Mullen Street property to the Elkton Lions Park and Recreation for $1. At the end of the meeting, paying the monthly bills totaling $88,364 was done. Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man charged with assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, appeared in person Thursday for the first time in Utah County Court since the September 10th shooting. This was his first face-to-face appearance after previously participating in hearings via video. During the hearing before 4th District Judge Tony Graff, lawyers debated media access and courtroom restrictions, including disputes over whether news outlets violated a court order by photographing Robinson in restraints. Judge Graff stopped proceedings briefly to address those concerns, but ultimately allowed cameras to remain, saying removing them entirely would be disproportionate for the matters at hand. During an earlier order, Robinson may wear civilian clothing during pretrial hearings to uphold his presumption of innocence, but also must wear the least restrictive restraints possible due to the serious nature of the charges. Robinson faces multiple charges, including aggravated murder, after authorities say he fatally shot Kirk during a Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University in Orem. Prosecutors have indicated they will seek the death penalty if he is convicted, and the hearing also touched on closed proceedings and motions filed by media organizations seeking greater involvement in decisions about what court information and recordings may be released. A future hearing on media access is scheduled later in December. And we will be back momentarily with your national and international news.
Hey, Thumb area! Stay connected with ThumbNet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit thumbnet.net today. Thumbnet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
And we are back with your national and international news. With federal and local authorities expanding a manhunt in Rhode Island after a shooting at Brown University left 2 students dead and 9 others wounded, deploying more than 400 law enforcement personnel to search nearby neighborhoods and review campus surveillance footage. And police in Sydney responded to reports of gunfire at Bondi Beach, where at least 10 people were reported injured, and authorities urged residents and visitors to seek shelter as officers detained at least 2 individuals and investigated the circumstances of the shooting. And that was it for your news this evening, and we are getting ready for Steve Adamson's projected forecast.